Welcome to Fantasy Fishing Edge, podcast about all things fantasy fishing and bass fishing in general. I'm Rich Lindgren, a.k.a. Hellabass. Find me at Hellabass on all popular social platforms and YouTube. This podcast is simulcast on YouTube as well, so if you prefer to watch the video version, search Fantasy Fishing Edge or Hellabass on YouTube to subscribe. There are also links to all these social media platforms and YouTube in the podcast descriptions. Enjoy the episode.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, guys? Hellabass here. What a great event we just had on Lake Champlain. Now we're getting ready for the St. Lawrence River for the final event of the 2021 Bassmaster Elite Series and Rapala Fantasy Fishing. So this video is going to be all about recapping Champlain, getting our picks in for St. Lawrence, and draining the lake. What an amazing event Champlain was. I found myself watching a ton of live. I even played live on my phone in my pocket a little bit at a tournament on Sunday just to listen in to see if Seth Fighter was going to make a huge comeback and get a win on Champlain before he caps and crowns his AOI title this year that should be happening this week. So if you're a Fighter fan, make sure you watch St. Lawrence this week. Will I have Fighter on my team? You're going to have to stay tuned to the picks, to Bucket A, to find out if I'm going to put on my team this week or not. Congrats to Tom Sauer. 1,331 points. He won our Champlain League event. He's going to have some sweet swag coming from Omnia. It's going to be awesome. Don't worry if you didn't win. You can use my code down below right here, HellabassSummer15, and save 15% on everything Omnia has, and you'll be a winner too. Thanks for supporting the channel. Shout out to Casey Kamisic for winning our Drain the Lake on Champlain this week. We don't have prizes, but congratulations, you top three. Shout out to you, Casey, Solid Rock, and Addicted Wife for winning Drain the Lake Fantasy Fishing in our group. Awesome job. And overall season standings, Grand Lake Jayhawk is leading with one event to go. He's got 64-point lead over the nearest competitor, and there are several guys that definitely have a shot. So you better bring your A game, Grand Lake Jayhawk, if you're going to win the overall beat Hellabass. Now let's get to the picks, and don't forget to stay to the end for Drain the Lake. All right, quick recap on Champlain. Two really awesome picks in Fighter and Schmidt. Got some winning and leading points for Schmidt. Leinberg was okay for Bucket E, but Kufall and Canterbury really didn't pull through. They were both sitting in decent shape after the first day, and then both slipped back. If they could have just repeated and up those bags, got me in that top 40, would have had a really strong event. Although, pretty good event. Pulled ahead of Ronnie Moore again for the season. So with one event left to go, we'll see who Ronnie Moore or myself end up higher in the end of the year standings. Hey, feel free to leave a comment below. Let me know how you did in Champlain what your plans are for the SLR. Now let's get into how St. Lawrence is going to shape up. So just a quick reminder, U.S. waters only. They can go to the lake, but we're fishing out of Waddington this year. So it's going to be a long ride. I think it's like 70 miles to the mouth of the lake from Waddington. So if you're thinking about guys who did well last year fishing the lake out of Clayton, that was a very short boat drive. This year, it's a much bigger commitment to go to the lake, and if wind plays a factor, guys may not be able to go every day. So these are all things to consider. We're also a little bit early in the year. We're a little bit closer to the spawn ending. There's probably a few fish left on beds. Just 2 weeks ago, they were all over the beds in that BP2 event. So I don't know that anybody's going to win this event fishing beds, but you know, I could see going to one or two key fish the first day and getting a couple bigs off beds and then finishing out your limit in more traditional ways. But in general, the fish just might be a little bit shallower than the last couple of years. So keep that in mind when you're making your picks. All right, Bucket E, guys that are obviously not having a great, if you're in Bucket E in the last event of the year, you're not having a great season. And you probably have no chance at making the Classic unless you win this event. This event, for the first time, the season-ending event, has a win and a near-in event. So the winner of the St. Lawrence River will make the 2022 Bassmaster Classic on Lake Hartwell. Something to think about. I think there's a couple interesting picks in here. Destin DeMarion is definitely the overwhelming top pick. He'd had a pretty good tournament on Champlain. He's had okay results on the St. Lawrence River. He's definitely a small guy. He guides on Lake Erie. He is a pretty good pick. As my kind of backup pick, I'm going Garrett Paquette. He has two pretty high finishes. Garrett had a 14th last season on the St. Lawrence River, and he's coming off a 16th on Champlain. I think he's a pretty good pick. But my overall pick for Bucket E is Bernie Schultz. He's been really solid over the years. Out of 1 year when he had a mechanical breakdown, he's been really solid and has delivered year after year. Even being a Florida angler, he knows how to catch them St. Lawrence River smallmouth, and he catches them shallow, so that this time of year should fit his style really well. Moving on to Bucket D, I think there's a couple guys to look at. Paul Mueller did well last time. That was when he was able to fish the lake. He's had some okay events when he hasn't fished lakes. Who knows if he's really going to make the run this time. Hartman is really good on northern lakes. Cliff Purchase has some really good events here. As my backup pick, I'm looking at Greg DePalma. He has two top 20 finishes in his two Elite Series appearances on the St. Lawrence River. But ultimately, I'm going Micah Frazier. He's been super solid. Now, Micah is having kind of an off year. He's not really in position to make this year's Classic. But if he could win like he did a few years back, he has a 19th, a 5th, and a 1st on the St. Lawrence River. So look for him to have a pretty good, strong event. And I like Micah Frazier this week in Bucket D. Bucket C, speaking of Fraziers, Mark Frazier is only 10 points out of the cut. Now, I would think my brother, if I had one, Micah was probably going to help him out. At least get him pointing in the right direction so he can put together a solid tournament. So I think if you're looking for a safe pick, even though he doesn't have a lot of data, Mark Frazier could be a good pick this week and not somebody many people are looking at. I think a guy like Pat Schlopper, who has got a lot of smallmouth experience, Bob Downey did really pretty decent here last year. There are several guys that could do really well. Stetson Blaylock's always a threat. Matt Airey needs to have a good tournament to make the Classic. There's a lot of guys that need a lot of things here, but ultimately I'm going Bill Lowen. Now, I know that seems like he's not a smallmouth guy. Yeah, he's not a clear water guy, but he has been a top 20 to 40 check cashing machine on the St. Lawrence River for years and years and years. So he's a really solid, safe pick, in my opinion. And I think if he gets a top 10, he could push himself into the Classic qualification line for next year on Hartwell. Bucky B, we're getting to the heavy hitters here. There's some really good picks here. Brock Mosley almost won this tournament recently, fishing largemouth and a few smallmouth. Chap Kipkins, Scott Martin, Lester, Buddy Gross, all could be really good. Chris Zeldane, so many good picks here. Taku Itu, who had three top 10s on smallmouth fisheries and had a really great tournament here last year, I think are all great picks. But me, I'm going Gussie, my guy Gussie. I think he is poised to do well in this tournament. He has a pair of 12th place finishes in his two Bassmaster Elite Series visits. He's fishing really well right now. He's well within range to make the Classic. He just needs to go out and have a good event, and I think he will. I don't expect him to make a 70-mile run to the lake with his Lund, but I expect him to put some really good bags together and be right in the thick of things this week. And whether it's moping or casting a hair jig or fishing a drop shot, Gussie is well equipped to catch those smallmouth no matter what you need to do. Lastly, Bucket A. I really wanted to pick Fighter this week. He's been getting better and better almost every trip to the St. Lawrence since they started going there. And it wouldn't be surprised to see him in a top 10, make the final day, even win this thing. All he needs is a top 40 to 50 finish to lock up his AOI. So I don't know that if he's going to be gunning for the win. He may be fishing a little safe. Who knows? But I don't think he's the overwhelming favorite this time. I think you look at guys like Austin Felix, several other anglers. I know Lee Livesay spent a lot of time up there after they left last year and really spent some time dialing in the fish. So that's an interesting thing. But to me, it's really pick your favorite Johnson brother this week. Now, the smart statistical play is probably to take Chris Johnson. He's the, you know, fishing better this year. He won here before. He has a shot at winning the AOI if somehow Fighter has some catastrophic fail here. But I'm going to go Corey Johnson because most of you percentage-wise are picking Chris Johnson. So I'm going to zig when you zag, and I'm taking Corey Johnson this week. And he's my Johnson of choice in Bucket A. Around 91 pounds, 92 pounds is kind of what I'm thinking for a win in weight. I think it's going to be right around that 90-pound range. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments what kind of weights you think we're going to see this time on the St. Lawrence for a winning weight. Now let's bump over to Drain the Lake. All right, we're going to run down this list and add them live right during the video. Based on my plan all along, I've saved some really heavy hitters for the St. Lawrence Seaway. So we are going to start things off with Minnesota's own Austin Felix. I think he's going to be awesome this week. He's coming off a really great tournament at Champlain. We already talked about Micah Frazier and why he's a good pick, putting him on there. Gussie, a lock, got to be on there. We talked about Taku Itu. He's a no-brainer this week, I think, as well. I managed to save both my Johnstons this week, so I got those heavy hitters And then we are going to go with Paul Mueller. And lastly, my guy, Bernie Schultz, who needs to have a good tournament to get his season back on track. So that's going to be my eight guys right there for Drain the Lake. All right, love to hear who you guys' picks are. Let me know if you think Seth or anybody else has a shot to take him down for AOI. I'd love to hear in the comments who you think is going to win SLR this week. And I hope you're all excited to watch live. If you guys want to continue to catch more big bass and suck less, make sure you catch one of these videos coming up right here.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.